Now he's stepping away from the top table after 13 years. That is what Enterprise, Trade and Employment Minister Simon Coveney will do next week. He has told Taoiseach in Waiting, Simon Harris, that he doesn't want to be part of his next cabinet. The news was greeted with some surprise in his home county of Cork, where grassroots Fine Gael supporters say maybe it's time for a new government minister from their party. From Cork, Cian McCormick reports.
I was very surprised, actually. I had assumed he would be staying in the cabinet.
Cork City Councillor Shane O'Callaghan didn't expect Simon Coveney to stand aside.
I would say it has come as a shock to many. Certainly come as a shock to me.
At grassroots level, Simon Coveney's decision is seen as a big loss to Fine Gael locally.
His departure from the cabinet will obviously be a major loss to Fine Gael here in Cork, because it'll be the first time in 13 years that there won't be a Cork-based Fine Gael minister. He's driven a massive amount of investment into Cork. He's driven a massive amount of industry into Cork. He's been amazing for Cork.
And not having a Cork minister, he says, should be addressed before the local elections.
Well, in a perfect world, we would continue to have a senior minister based here in Cork. And I would think that the obvious candidate for that, now that Simon has decided to step down, would be Colm Burke. As I said, I know Colm very well. He's an extremely capable, conscientious and hardworking TD. And I think he'd make a fantastic minister. And if not a minister, I think he would certainly make, if it's decided not to make a minister, I do think he'd make a fantastic junior minister.
Ability, gender and geography will be at the centre of Simon Harris's decision to select new ministers. That's according to Elaine Loughlin, political editor with the Irish Examiner.
I think it has massive implications for the whole southern region. When you look at it now, when it comes to the Munster and the Cork region, he only has two Fine Gael ministers of state in Munster now. They're both in Limerick, in Kieran O'Donnell and Patrick O'Donovan. And if you look back to 2017, when Leo Varadkar, as the new Taoiseach, came in, he actually had the luxury of appointing seven senior and junior ministers from the region, four of whom came from Cork. We now are left without a senior or a junior minister in Cork. And many of those who he might have selected have already said that they're going to exit the field at the next general election. That includes the likes of David Stanton, Michael Creed, and of course in Kerry, Brendan Griffin. So it'll be interesting to see what he does. An option might be to elevate some Munster or Cork senators to junior minister portfolios to give some sort of presence.
Well, what about Cork North Central backbencher Colm Burke?
I think he would be hoping so. He has felt maybe that he was looked over previously. And as I said, geography does come into it, and he is perfectly placed when it comes to geography. His name is not one that is circling widespread around Leinster House at the moment.
But even with the local and European elections around the corner, the feeling on the ground in Cork is that Simon Coveney will be supporting Fine Gael candidates. Una McCarthy is a Fine Gael County Councillor based in Carrigaline.
I know, speaking to Simon Coveney today, that you know he's going to continue to help the local candidates and do everything he can.
He hasn't made his mind up about the general election. Will you be encouraging him to go for his own seat again?
We don't know what his plans are, and that will be a matter for him to decide. I think he has an awful lot more to give, but that again is his decision.
And that question on whether Simon Coveney will run in the next general election in Cork South Central is the elephant in the room. Again, Elaine Loughlin.
Well, you would imagine that Sinn Féin would be seeing this as a way to get a second seat in that constituency, and it's always been known as constituency of death. It's one of those ones that is tightly contested and fiercely contested. Up until today, we had three senior ministers and one party leader, all in the same constituency. You would have to say there are now question marks over whether he will run in the general election.
Fine Gael Senator Gerry Buttermer, the Cathaoirleach of Shannadarran, would contest the next election if he gets on the Fine Gael ticket.
My position has always been, you know, if Simon Coveney decides to run, absolutely brilliant. We'll contest the convention, and if the members of the party select both of us, then we will contest the next general election, as we've done since 2007. If he decides not to run, that's a different matter. We will have that conversation when he makes his decision. But in fairness to him, he should be allowed the time and the space to make that decision. There are many people who are writing the epitaph of Fine Gael around the country at the moment. They should just pause to reflect that there are many of us around the country who are looking to serve and are willing and eager to go before the people.
Councillor Shane O'Callaghan would also throw his hat in the ring.
And if Simon chooses not to run, there certainly won't be any shortage of ambitious Fine Gael public representatives, and I include myself in that, who would love to be given the opportunity to run for the Dáil.
For now, the focus will remain on the upcoming local and European elections and whether Simon Harris's renewal of Fine Gael can be an act of revival or survival.
I think it's revival. Look, survival means that, you know, we're on life support. We're far from being on life support. You know, the party didn't have a great election in 2020, and it would have lost seats previously in 2016, but that was coming from a massive high of 76 seats in 2011, which was one of our best results ever. So I do think that Simon Harris, his goal is to not only maintain what we have, but to gain more. And I do think that he is the right person for that job. So I would say it's revival.
Fine Gael, Cork City Councillor for the Cork City South Central Ward, Shane O'Callaghan, ending that report by Cian McCormick.